The 30 Day Fuck Pet, Part 1 by LB Lithium Bomb. First of all, I really like this writer, and I love this script too. The title just pulled me in. Fuck Pet. Oh yeah, you see that, and I'm just, I'm pulled in. And then there were the tags too. Now the tags for that one, if you saw them, they're different than the tags for my post, and that's because before, 30 Day Fuck Pet was one long script, but then it was so long it got broken into two scripts. And it is pretty long. The one I did, the first part was over 30 minutes long. So I am glad that it got cut into two. So what I saw from the tags for the second part is it is gonna get fucking fun. Pussy's laughing. I saw that. I was like, yes! Because she really wants him to become more of a dom and get a lot rougher with her. The face fucking thing and making her tap out was not enough for her. She's like, this is nothing. You're not gonna break me that way. And I know she actually wants him to like do this to her. It's not about her winning, I don't think. It's about her going, yeah, okay, do whatever you want to me, just be rough, please. She wants a dom. She does. She's switchy. I can tell. And you can totally tell that she's using this whole challenge as a way to get what she wants. Because, I mean, this is definitely what she wants. She has her whole reputation where she's this, like, tough girl. She's a tomboy. No one could ever make her submit, but she wants to submit to this guy. So she's doing this all under the guise of a challenge, I think. Because she just keeps trying to get him to be rougher, and she keeps, you know, saying, oh, it's because of the challenge. It's because of the challenge. No, she would not be telling him to keep doing this stuff to her and to do even more to her if she did not want it herself. So this is like full consent. This is what she wants. She wants him to be her dom. And maybe there is something special about him. She does like him. She has a crush on him, and he is a good guy, unlike the other guys she hangs out with. And so she can tell there's something different about him, and maybe it's just about submitting to the right person. And she wouldn't want to fess up to the other guys ever that, you know, there is someone that she would submit to. Now, I know what's going through her head just because I've been in similar types of situations, not sexual, but just other situations that I'm not really going to share here, where, you know, I would act like it was because of something else, so I was being forced to do something. I think you know, that's probably human nature. It's like, well, you gotta say it's because of something else. You don't want people to know it's because it's something that you want to do. I get it. I mean, I don't know if this is what was going through the writer's head. I'm just thinking about my own life and my own experiences, and I can relate to this character, and I feel like I see through her and I know what she's up to. She's mischievous, but I mean, he likes it and he wants to do it, so this is a win-win for both of them. And I do think that she is going to keep submitting after the 30 days. I do. I have not read the second script yet. I'm going to do that later. I did the first one before ever reading the second one. I knew I was going to perform both because I always like to perform every part in a series. I don't like it to go unfilled. And I know I say that, and I have not done I think it's the sixth part of the Goth Tutor series. I still need to do that. And people keep reminding me, and I do need to do it. So it is on my list. It is going to get done. Anyway, yeah, so I knew I'd be doing part two when I did part one, and I'm going to do part two. I'm hoping to do it the week after next. So I'm hoping to post it then. But I'm excited to do the second part too, because I enjoyed doing the first part so much. It was a lot of fun. I love doing the Sundira roles where characters are just bitches to everyone. It's fun. And she has a mouth, too. Like, every other word out of her mouth is fuck, I swear. Because she's just one of the boys. Except when she's around the listener. He has an effect on her. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens next because I can tell it is gonna get so good. Like, pussy slapping. Oh, I am all about that. Fuck yes.